Welcome back. I'm John Bullock sitting in for Mark Steiner, and you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. This week, it's the City Paper's annual Big Books issue, which coincides with the Baltimore Book Festival. So with us on the phone, we have Anna Walsh, managing editor and the Eats and Drink editor for Baltimore City Paper. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So what do we have on tap here?
Well, because it is the Big Books issue, as you mentioned, we've got a couple of book-themed articles in here, naturally. So we decided to go with some of the genres that are maybe usually under-discussed in both the Book Fest and in books coverage. So we've got this great romance novel photo shoot on our cover, and in the inside we have a piece by Kate Drabinsky about the romance genre and how it's sort of shifted from, you know, your grandmother's Harlequin novels to something that it's expanded a lot. It's like the best-selling genre of books that there is, but, you know, it's not very well respected. Kate thinks that's in part because the readership is 85% women. You know, it might have something to do with it. But she talks to a lot of local Maryland writers, romance writers who are going to be at BookFest, about why they love to write romance books and what they think the use of the genre is. And they have a lot of interesting things to say about how, you know, romance books now can incorporate lots of lessons about family and you know, even trauma and disability and all of these things. They're really pushing what we might consider the traditional, you know, bodice ripping romance novel.
All right. So you mentioned so some book theme activities. So what other any other types of interesting themes you're seeing coming out of here, or different genres?
Sure. So the Book Fest, also the weekend that Book Fest is happening this weekend, is also when Comic-Con is happening in Baltimore. Yeah, so it's a nice little overlap. And Book Fest also has some comics that they're going to, you know, be including in their programming. So another one of our writers, Karen Peltier, talks to some of the people who are creating comics who are, again, sort of not your usual comics books. They're not your superhero stories per se that you're used to, but are instead using the medium of comics to highlight marginalized voices and stories. So one of the writers that Karen talks to is Jenny Wood, who wrote a comic called Flutter, which is about a girl who has the power of shapeshifting, a teenage girl. And so naturally, she shapeshifts into a boy to try to win over the girl of her dreams. Wow. So it's got all of these, it's still this like supernatural superhero element that you're used to in comics, but it's using it to talk about gender and to reach out to younger people.
Wow.
In a new, interesting way.
That's an awesome way to do it. You know, even shifting just a little bit, just think about different types of books. I mean, I know that there's also the new book from Mumia Abu-Jamal. And so mm-hmm. I believe you've been able to talk with or have an interview with the editor. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So one of our interns actually had a Q&A with Joanna Fernandez, who edited Writing on the Wall, which is a collection of his prison writings. So they sort of talk about what the essays are in Writing on the Wall, how Mumia is doing. He's currently having a lot of health problems in prison because they refuse to give him his medicine to treat his hepatitis C that he has. But she also talks about how this essay collection of his writings is very wide ranging. You know, he talks about police brutality and political consciousness and all of these things, and you know, economic issues, economic struggles in the U.S. And the editor also talks about how she thinks Mumia fits into this Cornel West calls the Black prophetic tradition mm-hmm. in American history, and what Mumia's place is in that tradition. So it's
absolutely
pretty interesting. Yeah.
Well, clearly there's a lot to be talked about. But you know, and the book festival is all exciting. But what are you excited about on this weekend? Tell me something that's giving you some attention.
Yeah. Well, we also have an interview with Jamal R. Moore, a piece on him, who's a free jazz performer who's from Baltimore, left to go to you know, music school, went to Berkeley and in Boston, and now is back in Baltimore. And he's recorded tons of free jazz music, and he's performing as part of the High Zero Festival, which is taking place this week. So it's a lot of his thoughts on, and he's also a professor at Coppin State, a music professor. So it's a lot of his thoughts on, you know, not just the performance of jazz music, but also understanding the history of jazz and how it how you really need to know the historical roots of where all of these musical traditions are coming from in order to really understand it and appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, that sounds pretty awesome. So we've gone from romance, we've gone to Comic-Con, we talked about political activism, we're talking about jazz.
We're all over the map. Yeah, we've got everything you could want in this issue.
Absolutely. So I definitely would encourage people to take out check out the city paper, the Big Books issue, and also check out the Baltimore Book Festival. Anna Walsh, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Absolutely a pleasure.
All right. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis, Mark Gunnery, and our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Sienna Graves, Manifa Wilson, and Calvin Perry. Our theme music is by Al Matthews of Clean Cuts. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show and to share with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm John Bullock. Take care.